All right, we're back. Who's talking? Segment two. ACC basketball has been very busy lately. In the last couple weeks, there's been a lot of jockeying for position.
You know, it's funny. The season starts, and you think it's got a long way to go, and then all of a sudden you're at the final week of the regular season with the ACC tournament on the horizon next week. So you're right. Still teams fighting to get in the top four, and certainly 5 through 9 is very much up in the air at this stage, depending on how things unfold this week.
Well, all you got to do is look at the schedule right here. I don't know who the schedule makers are down there in Greensboro, but I'll tell you this. They didn't do the Cavaliers any favors over the last couple of weeks. At one point, Virginia had 4 games in 8 days.
4 games in 8 days, and then they had, I think, their Monday night games, 3 of which they had this in February.
Yeah.
They played a road game on Saturday in advance of each of those.
Yeah.
So, I mean, sometimes it's easier if you play a Saturday-Monday to have them both at home, but that was not the case. But can't really complain about scheduling. My main complaint about the schedule is the permanent partners that are assigned. You know, yeah. I mean, our friends to the southwest, Virginia Tech, you know, Boston College is one of their permanent partners. Keep in mind, Boston College is now 2-32 in the last 2 years in ACC hoops.
Can you say cupcake?
So you would like to have Boston College as your permanent partner, but we get Louisville as a
correct.
As opposed to BC or somebody else. But anyway, I think they ought to rotate that. If you're not going to play the round robin, rotate some of this scheduling so that people are not playing the same people all the time.
All right, looking at the ACC standings, and, you know, I keep that updated in the weekly newsletter, but Carolina's at 13-3. Florida State is in second at 11-5, tied with Louisville, which is 11-5, and Notre Dame, which is now 11-5. So there's a real foot race for number two. Beyond those teams, Duke is at 10-6. And, you know, this last weekend I watched most of that game, and Duke did not look good with Grayson Allen on the bench with his sprained ankle. You know, Duke did not break 20 in the first half. The second time that that's happened to him in the last week and a half or 2 weeks.
Well, you know, Miami plays defense. You know, Coach Larrañaga learned how to coach defense when he was on Coach Holland's bench, and Miami gets after it defensively, and that's one reason the Miami-Virginia game ended up 43-43 at the end of regulation.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Virginia makes a couple more free throws in that game, and it's actually Virginia battling to work their way into the top four. Now it's Miami.
Well, everybody talks about what ifs, but I mean, those 2 games that we lost because of free throws, I mean, if Virginia's 11-7 right now, we're feeling a lot better about
that. Oh, things are much different. The Hokies are 9-7. The Cavaliers are 9-7. Syracuse is now 9-8 after getting blown out against Louisville over the weekend. Who saw that coming? Georgia Tech got pounded by Notre Dame. Wake Forest, 7-9. This is a surprisingly good year for them, and Danny Manning deserves credit.
Yeah, he's done a good job, and they're a young team. They're going to continue to get better. So,
And then the bottom four, Pittsburgh and Clemson and NC State are all 4-12 or 4-13. BC is 2-14 and limping home, if you will. So,
you know, I made a mistake. I said Virginia 11-7. If we'd won those games, we'd be 11-5 right in the mix,
right,
to be in the top four.
Right. So,
but yeah, it looks like Georgia Tech, Wake, Pitt, Clemson, NC State, Boston College will be the 6 teams that play the first day next Tuesday in the ACC tournament.
Correct. And so if Virginia can somehow beat the heavily favored Tar Heels tonight, and the last I saw the line, which moved a lot from yesterday till today, was Carolina was favored by 6.5 points yesterday evening. It was 2.5 points.
Well, if they get this one tonight, you know, it may not change. I don't think Virginia can make the top four at this stage in the ACC. Interestingly, they may be higher seeded in the NCAA tournament than they are in the ACC tournament.
Well, I think it'll depend on these next couple of games. Certainly, Virginia's strength of schedule dwarfs most everybody, even Carolina and Duke. All right, we're going to head to break. On the other side, we've got Doug Tehring give us the lacrosse report. And what's going on in Charlottesville. So stay with us. Who's Talking is continuing.